Hey, GWA Backstage. It's SLW, and I am answering Project Knox's All the Facts questionnaire. Okay. Cats or dogs? Dogs, but really just any animal. I love all fuzzy things, and even some non-fuzzy things. I'm not much into reptiles, but, yeah, pretty much anything that's fuzzy. I love it. I love animals. They're the best part of life. So I like dogs better though, just because in my experience, cats, well, for one thing, I never had cats, growing up, which answers another one of the question. Cause my mom's allergic. I don't know. I guess partially just due to my mom's hatred of cats, I've never had as much of an affinity for cats as I do dogs. I'm just a dog person. I have a dog right now. She is a little mutt with some corgi in her. She's a goddamn mess. I've had her for almost 3 years. So, is there any pet you would like in the future? Anything? Everything? I'm always trying to convince my parents to get goats because they have some land, and I just think having goats would be fun. But I don't really want to take care of them. Bees, too. I think having bees would be nice. Really, I want a giant dog. I like the idea of having a giant dog and a tiny dog. My dog right now is, like, 23 pounds. And then I want, like, you know, a 200-pound, like, Irish Wolfhound beast. I think that would be just the best. Do you dye your hair? Yes. Usually, yes. If yes, what color is it naturally, and what color do you dye it? So naturally, my hair is a level one blonde, which for those of you who don't know what that means, it means I'm blondest of the blonde. I'm not like white blonde, but I'm pretty fucking blonde naturally, which is only funny because nobody else in my family is. I am their biological child, I promise, but everyone else hit puberty and their hair went dark, and I hit puberty and mine didn't. So currently, my hair is kind of shades of teal and blondish. I went into the hair salon and asked for, hair dyed based off of the idea of oxidizing copper. They got pretty close. It's not exactly what I wanted, but I like it right now. And what color have I had it dyed? Literally everything. I have been a blonde, a brunette, I've had black hair, I've been a redhead, I've been a literal fire engine redhead, I've had pink, I got blue-green right now, I've had black with green, I've had rainbow, like a literal rainbow. I love dyeing my hair, it's fun. I don't know, stands me out in a crowd, I guess. Not that a tall blonde woman doesn't stand out usually anyways. Do you have any tattoos? Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 tattoos. Mine are all fairly unique and identifying, so I don't really want to describe them, but literary, statistics, film, farming, biblical, film. So there's their topics. There are more tattoos I want to get. Once you get one, you always have to get more. I really want a jackalope right now. Like a jackalope and some blue bonnets. Because I'm a good Texas girl. If you don't know what a jackalope is, it is a fictional animal. It's a jackrabbit with antlers. They're the best thing alive. There's a pretty decent bar in Austin named the Jackalope, or at least there was a few years ago. What does your ideal first date look like? To be quite honest, I've never really dated that much. Like, I've fallen into relationships across my life and not really ever dated much, partially because, like, in high school and college, I was always dating guys who were super broke and not creative, I guess. And then with my now partner, we met online. So with long distance, it's hard to date because usually when you get together, it's like, you want to spend all your time together for that period. So I like low-key dates though, like dinner, Movies aren't bad, actually, but it's better to go do something like, I don't know, fucking something stupid like laser tag or mini golf. Who is it with? I mean, I guess my partner, but we already go on dates and we couldn't really have a first date. Can I be morbid and say that, like, whenever they die, I guess whoever I go on the next date with? I don't know. if they listen to this, they're going to be so pissed off. I guess I'd want to maybe scuba diving somewhere cool, like the Great Barrier Reef. I mean, like, if we're going ideal, not realistic, like, I just want to teleport around and do different things. Like, I want to go ride the Vaporetto in Venice and then, like, go have a fucking, I don't know, have dinner in Tuscany somewhere. Because I really like Northern Italian food. And if it's idealistic, I can eat gluten, so fuck yeah, all the pasta. And then, I guess, just, like, start teleporting around drinking. Because drinking is fun. End up somewhere, not in London, but like a smaller town in England, and have like drunk kebab because that's the best. And then I guess like get dropped off at home and make out for a bit and go to bed. I don't fuck on the first date. Have you ever hooked up with someone you met through hookup apps? No, I've never used a hookup app. The only internet way I've ever hooked up with somebody, actually, like, it's funny, like 15 years ago, which is, some of you were babies, I actually met my first boyfriend online. We happened to go to the same school. It's a weird scenario, but, yeah, I was, I guess, advanced on that front. So I met him online, kind of, and then I met my current partner online, actually through GWA, so, the old school GWA live stream. So I guess that's a funny story, I don't know. Opinion on love bites, better to give or receive? It's really hard to bruise me for some reason. Like, if I get bit, I don't bruise. So I guess I have more fun giving. But I do always have memories of, like, this one encounter I had. I think I was anemic at the time, which is probably why I bruised easier, but, I had drunk sex with a fuck buddy and woke up the next morning, went pee, looked at my thigh and went, ha, that happened, because I had bruises all up and down my thighs, like, the inside of them. Favorite comfort food? Enchiladas, burritos, tacos. It's just my comfort food from being a kid growing up in South Texas. Embarrassing childhood memory. Just mostly being clumsy, falling down the stairs, bashing my face into concrete, getting bees caught in my hair. Long blonde hair, South Texas. Bees would fly into my hair because I guess it smelled like flowers and then they'd get trapped. Nothing too embarrassing more recently. Sexual fantasy that you have never seen an audio posted about. I guess I'm kind of boring. I feel like most of my fantasies have had something posted about it, either by somebody else or by me. I mean, the biggest thing is, like, sometimes I, like, it's kind of like FUTA, but, like, I wish I could have a penis even just for, like, 24 hours. I think that'd be super fun. I would just, like, literally go fucking crazy. How did you find GWA? I don't really remember. I do post audios. So I first found this about 4 years ago, and I think it was mostly sexual frustration. I was in the middle of, like, a 3-year drought. And that's probably what inspired me to start posting. And, you know, just kind of wanting some of that attention. I readily admit that. Wasn't really nervous. I started posting again, I think mostly because I just missed it. Like, it's definitely a part of myself that I'd like to express. I wasn't nervous to start reposting. I am sometimes just thinking about, like, oh my god, what if I'm teaching and somebody recognizes my voice? Fuck. But then, as my partner pointed out, like, so what? Like, I don't really think there's anything that could realistically happen to me if somehow I did get found out. I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm not doing anything really illicit. I don't post naked pictures of myself. I'm kind of boring. Do you own lingerie? If yes, what kind? I mean, plenty. It depends on what you classify as lingerie. Like, I have, like, nice underwear and bras. But then I also have, like, teddies, and I have corsets, which I've talked about before. Yeah, I love wearing it with a partner. Corsets with a partner is always fun. Do you like your partner to wear lingerie? I mean, depending on who the partner is at the time, yeah, sure, whatever you want to wear, fuck it. If you feel good, I feel good about it. The last thing I googled, you're gonna hear me clicking because the last thing I googled was to find a dirty joke for this last question, because I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know dirty jokes. I'm not good at jokes. I guess I'm more good at in the moment humor. So here's the joke. What's the best part about sex with 28-year-olds? There are 20 of them. Badoom. Horrible joke. Okay, I have to go take my dog out, so I'll talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.